it's not easy to be sitting here with you this morning trying to sound all chipper and happy when my Spurs pooped the bed last night in Oklahoma City, 113-99. Oh, it's painful to have to do a radio show the next morning. So upsetting because you start replaying parts of the game in your head. You're like, oh, geez, you know, if only this had happened, if only that had happened. No, you know what? Oklahoma City, golf clap. That was impressive. That was really impressive. You received a bare-bottomed spanking in game one and then came back and won 4 out of 5 against the team that most people over the course of the season referred to as the second-best team in the NBA. That was impressive. I got to give Oklahoma City a lot of credit. It pains me to do it, but I got to give them credit. It raises an amazing amount of questions, though. And I actually, there's questions that we want to have answers for regarding the Spurs. I'm actually going to go the other direction. I think it raises a whole lot of questions about Oklahoma City. Let me ask you this. Think about this for a second. If, like, after game one, where the Spurs just dominated the Thunder, and everybody thought, oh, geez, okay, this series is going to be lucky to go 5 games, right? Just because of how dominating San Antonio was. This kind of a beatdown that happened, you started to have a lot of the questions that we know are already going to exist come mid-June, late June, and that is the future of Kevin Durant and his free agency status in the NBA, right? We understand that. There are a lot of very big names in free agency. There's also a lot of very big money in free agency. We talked about this earlier this week. Remember, the NBA salary cap is going to go up about $20 million between this year and next year because of the TV deal. $20 million it's going to go up for the 2016-17 season. And oh, by the way, then it's going to do it again next year. But just focus on this year for a minute. It means that teams have more money to spend. And let's remember that the way this is structured, there's also a minimum that teams have to spend. So we talked earlier this week about the fact that you're going to see some mid-level, in my opinion, on NBA scale, mediocre players that are going to get overpaid. Part of it's going to be because that always happens in free agency. Part of it's going to be because teams have money they have to spend. So here comes Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant comes into free agency. And I find this free agency, as I said earlier this week, far more fascinating than I did the LeBron James leaving Cleveland, returning to Cleveland. I find this far more interesting because I think that it asks the question, are we going to see the things that we've seen before where players have gone to either side of the coast, big markets, big money, big endorsements, etc.? Or are you going to see a Kevin Durant who says, no, you know what? I like this fan base. I like Russell Westbrook. I like the teammate I have. I like what we've got going. I want to stay here. Here, I think, is what raises the question after last night and after the last 6 games. If the Thunder had lost this series, especially if it had happened in a way that was painful, like what game one was, that was just an embarrassment at the hands of the Spurs. Now compared to coming back and winning 4 out of 5, winning 2 games in San Antonio against a team that had only lost once in the regular season at home, did that actually change things for Kevin Durant? Did the outcome of this series actually change what you think Kevin Durant will do? And most importantly, did it change what he thinks he wants to do? Maybe he's already made up his mind, and maybe this is just about being courted by other teams or whatever. Maybe he's already decided what it is he wants to do. I can't put myself into his brain. I don't know what he's going to do.